On University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Week, more patients are surviving heart failure than ever before. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Luanda Grisette, clinical associate professor of cardiology, examines why.
For many years, heart failure was viewed as a uniformly deadly diagnosis, but recent therapeutic advances are providing patients markedly improved outcomes through clinical management similar to other chronic conditions such as diabetes. With current medical and device therapies, patients can return to a high functional status and have improved survival. For many years, we consider recovery or remission of heart failure to be a rare event, but it appears to be more common than we thought. Part of what we do is to take an intentional approach to promoting heart failure recovery and expanding knowledge in the field by measuring the effects and changes associated with recovery so that we can do a better job of determining which patients may have a chance at recovery or remission and to perhaps identify earlier those who should be considered for life-saving advanced interventions like cardiac transplant and LVAD. A key to a great heart failure program is multidisciplinary collaboration, all working to improve the quality of care for patients with heart failure. Because of this approach, we can offer our patients access to the latest FDA-approved therapies, like the first neuromodulatory device for heart failure aimed at regulating cardiovascular function, as well as participation in clinical trials of new and novel therapies. What's great about our current era is that heart failure survival is improving and we are seeing more patients than ever in recovery and remission.
That was Luanda Grisette of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.